We are in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Chaf. We are up to the Perek where finally David HaMelech needs to leave. He's running for his life, and they try one more. They take one more time to see if really Shaul HaMelech has had it, and Shaul really wants to kill David, even though he's tried the past couple of prakim, both indirectly and finally in the previous parak directly, sending messengers at night, trying to enlist the help of his son and his daughter. But in this parak, David, remember the end of the previous parak, Shaul HaMelech comes after sending three groups of people to try to kill him in Nayos Baramah, and he starts prophesizing. While he's prophesizing, our parak starts off, David runs away, and he and Yonasan talk to each other and say, what's going on? What's going to happen? Yonasan says, no, it's okay. It's only because of the Ruach Ra. And David says, no, he really wants to kill me. And they say, you know what? Let's have one more test. And this parak is the Haftorah of Machar Chodesh, the Haftorah for Erev Rosh Chodesh, when Rosh Chodesh is on a Sunday. Because Yonasan tells David, and they work out a plan, that when everybody gets together to eat the Seuda of Rosh Chodesh, David HaMelech will hide in the field and he won't be there. And Yonasan will see what the reaction of his father is. If the reaction is negative, if the reaction is, where is David? He's undermining, he's terrible, he's going to rip up my Malchus. If that's the reaction, so then Yonasan will give David the secret sign, as we will read, and David will know that he has to leave. If not, if he's not so upset that he's not there, and he doesn't have such a vociferous reaction, so then they'll know that all is good, and he will be able to come back. And we know that the reaction was bad. He tries to, he's trying to kill me, he's trying to undermine my Malchus, and Yonasan, I can't believe that you're friendly with him. Yonasan gets angry, he leaves the table, he goes out to the field the next day and tells David, it's all over, you have to leave. They hug and kiss each other, and Yonasan tells David, Aleich l'shalom. They make a covenant between them that they and their descendants will always be together and peaceful with each other, but David now takes leave of Yonasan. Okay, so now we get back to Parachaf. Let's read it inside. Vayivrach David mi Nayos Baramah. David runs away from Nayos Baramah. Remember what the symbolism of that was last time, Nayos, when he was discussing about the base of English with Shmuel. Vayavo vayomer lefnei Yonasan. And he comes to Yonasan and says, Me'asisi me'avoni mechatasi lefnei avicha. What have I ever done to your father? Kimevakish es nafshi. What have I ever done? Why do I deserve this? He keeps trying to kill me. I was just a shepherd, and Shmuel anointed me, and now, and I saved Klal Yisrael by killing Goliath, and I keep beating back the Plishtim, and all he wants to do is kill me. I don't know what's happening here. The Ben Ish Chai even suggests in his Sefer on Haftoras that David and Shaul were both from the Midah of Malchus. They both have the Midah of Malchus. And that's the question here that David is bothered by. That if we're both from Malchus, then why are we so different and why does he want to kill me? Kivan sheshaul v'gam David hayu mechubarim v'yonkim me'oso ha-makor me'midas ha-malchus ha'isa tzricha li'os l'chora ava gedola v'atzuma b'neihem. It's they're both from the same root. Ba'asher sheshneim krovim u'mechubarim le'ilan ha'neshamos b'makom echad. V'kivan sherad David sheshaul sonei oso mevakish la'miso. When David sees that Shaul wants to kill him, he thinks maybe I was pogame, maybe I was menatek myself. Achani appeared ben Shaul b'no. And he doesn't know what's happening. He says, yes, David, shivar lo machata klape midas ha'malchus. And Yonasan answers him, of course, ein chisaron David, there is no chisaron in you. It's really from the side of my father. Vayomer lo, chalila pasik beis, lo tamus, you shall not die. No, my father never does anything. Hine lo yase avi davar gadol, o davar katan, below yigles hazni. He never does anything without telling me. He says, don't worry, I'll always find out, and he won't do anything. Ask the Radak, how could he make such a promise? How can I say lo tamus, chalila lo tamus? And this doesn't seem it's because he knows that David HaMelech was anointed. It's that he knows, Shaul's going to tell him. But what do you mean? Shaul maybe already has tried ways to kill him. Say, so Esther Radak, Yesh L'Shaul, Hei Chayim Avtichol Yehonasan al Sheker. How did he do this? So explains the Radak that at this stage, Yonasan thought that the only times that his father wanted to kill David was when he had a Ruach Ra. And he thought that whenever there's a Ruach Ra, he will make sure to be there, and he will make sure not to let Shaul do anything. He didn't realize, though, that yes, the Ruach Ra there is sometimes, but Shaul wanted to kill him even when there was no Ruach Ra. Lefichach, says the Radak, Shaul haya belibo lamiso gam below eis Ruach Ra, ela shalo haya marazeh, mipnei ha-shvua shenishpa liyonasan. He swore to Yonasan, so that's why he doesn't want to show it. But really, he's trying to kill him always. And that's why Yohanan's son promises here, but as we'll see, the promise is not something that he really keeps up. So he says, Vayishava O David, David says, Yadoa Yada Avicha Ki Matzah Sichem Beinecha, your father knows that we have a friendship, and he's not going to tell you. Aviyomer Al Yeda Zos Yonas Apen Yasev, he's not going to tell you if he tries to kill me, because he knows you're going to try to prevent it, you're going to be upset, and I've been... just a footstep. Ki kefesa b'ni yevein amaves. David says he tried to kill me a few times already. He shot at me. And Yonasan says, okay, what do you want me to do? Ma tomer nafshcha ve'esalach. So vayomer David al Yonasan, hinei chodesh machar, tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh, v'anochi yoshe ve'yeshe ve'lamemelach lechol. And there's always a big su'uda on Rosh Chodesh. So I'm not going to come. I'm going to hide. You go see. Your good father's going to ask where I am. Say that I went back to Beit Lechem to be with my family. V'amarta nish'ol nish'al mimeni David larutz Beis Lechem iro. He had to go back. Yizevach hayamim sham l'chol ha'mishpacha. They're having a big family get-together. Im ko yomar tov shalom l'avdecha. If he says fine, then fine, you know everything's good. V'im charo yecherelo da ki kol sahara meimo. But if he has a vociferous, an angry reaction, you know it's all over. The asisa chesed al avdecha ki beris Hashem eves es avdecha imach. And we will keep friendly, we will keep the covenant, but I'm going to have to leave. And remember that I've never done anything. And he says to even Yonasan, v'im yesh bi avon ha'miseni atuf, I've sinned, if I've done something against the malchus, so kill me right now. Yonasan says, so chalil olach, no, kim yado eida ki kosa rami im avila voy lech. It's nothing about you, it's about my... it's about my father. So David says, could we do that? So Yonasan says, fine, let's do that. I will see what his reaction is. But I also, before we do that, I want to make a covenant between us. Ko yasem Hashem liyonasan v'ko yosif ki yetiv elavi etzara alecha v'gilisi esaznecha. If my father wants to do something negative to you, I'll let you know. V'lo, but then he says, at the end, v'yeshem imak asher hayim avi, Hashem, Yonasan gives him a bracha, Hashem should be with you like he was with my father, v'lo imodeni chai, and even if I'm not alive, Yonasan here is worried about his descendants, v'lo sasi imadi chesed Hashem v'lo amus, v'lo sachris es chastucha meyim beisi ad olam, please. And that is exactly what David does later in Shmuel Beis, in Perachaf Aleph. He discusses when we have the terrible story of the Givonim demanding sons of Shaul to hang in order to take revenge for what he did to Nov, who used to support the Givonim. So he has to give over, but he doesn't give over Mephibosheth. Doesn't give over the son of Yehonasan because of this promise. Because of the promise in Perachaf Aleph of Shmuel Beis. V'yomer ha-melech ha-niyatein v'yachmol ha-melech al Mephibosheth ben Yehonasan ben Shaul. Al shvuas Hashem asher ben Osam ben David ben Yehonasan ben Shaul. Alright, so that relates back to our Perek. Because of that Shvua, he did not give over Mephibosheth. He had Rachmanis on him because of this covenant that they've just made with each other. Vayechros Yonasan and Beis David, Ubikesh Hashem Yad Oyve David. And David makes, Yonasan makes the covenant, and Hashem was Mavakishit from all the enemies of David. Rashi does quote here that maybe this is a euphemism. Maybe it means that even David was held accountable, in one point. When later on we'll get to Mephibosheth and Siva has to split the Sada and Shmuel Beis, we'll talk about that. So that might have been something that David shouldn't have done. But we will see. Either way, what's clear from this Gemara, from this story, is that they took Sudas Rosh Chodesh very seriously. Right? You look in the Torah in Siman Taf Yud Tes, there's one Siman in Shulchan Aruch about Sudas Rosh Chodesh. And that is quoted in the end of Chelek Dalet of the Mishnah Berurah. As we know, it's the most underused Chelek of the Mishnah Berurah. In Siman Taf Yud Tes, the Shulchan Aruch has five words. The whole Siman is five words. Mitzvah Laharbos B'Sudas Rosh Chodesh. Siman Taf Yud Tes. Interestingly, the Bali Machshava say that there's another siman in Shulchan Aruch that's very short. Not just Taf Yud Tes, eating on Rosh Chodesh, but if you look in, I think it's Siman Shin in the Shulchan Aruch, that is the siman of, let's just find it, Siman Shin is the siman of Malava Malka, one line. La'olam yisader adam shulchanu b'motzai Shabbos kadei la'lavos is a Shabbos afidu ein atzarech alo l'kazayis. One line, not just five words, but one line. So we know that Eliyahu Navi tells Bnei Yisrael, al masay ata poseach al shtei ha'seifim. Why you keep going back and forth to Hashem, to the Nevi, to the Baal? Right, decide already. Don't go back and forth. So al derech drush, they say, why is you Am Yisrael poseach? You skip over these two seifim, these two one seif simanim that we don't take seriously. We don't take Sudas Rosh Chodesh seriously enough. We don't take Malava Malka seriously enough. Again, obviously, Shal Shudis comes before Malachim Mahavka in terms of Chiyuvim, but that's the Poseach HaShtiyah Seifim. But here, this parak in Navi tells us that it was a big Suda. Says the tour going back before the Shulchan Aruch, Mitzvah Laharbos Besudas Rosh Chodesh. It's a Mitzvah to be Marbet. The Garsinim and Megillah, as the Gemara Megillah tells us, Be'ilo Omer Makdimin, Avos Sudas Purim, the Sudas Rosh Chodesh. You see the language of Sudas Rosh Chodesh is used there. Alma de Mitzvahu, to Chashiv Le Bahadi Sudas Purim. It's mentioned along with Sudas Purim, v'yiskish nabi l'moed, and the pasuk even compares it to moed. The pasuk in Baloscho, v'yam samchaschem u'adechem rashach hachechem. And then what does the Torah quote? Our perek, v'ksiv gabi David, ki zevach mishpacha lanu. David says to Yonasan, tell him that we're having a big family get-together. Zevach mishpacha lanu. V'rosh chodesh haya, d'ksiv ahimi machras hachodesh. So you see that the Rosh Chodesh is crucial. The Gemara even in Meseches Beitza, according to one version of the Gemara, and the Torah quotes, maybe it's a psikta here, that the Gemara in Beitza that says, kom zanosav shal adam or katsav me Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, chutz from the hotzos of Shabbos and Yantif, Rosh Chodashim, according to one Girsa, also Sudas Rosh Chodesh mentioned there. So they took it very seriously, Sudas Rosh Chodesh. Also interesting, why Dafka did this story happen on Rosh Chodesh? Number one, one could say there are many, we'll talk about this a little bit later, as Hashem, in the later Prakim, the references and the parallels between David HaMelech and the moon. And Rosh Chodesh waxes and wanes. The Malchus Beis David waxes and wanes. The simon that they gave when they were secretly telling people about Rosh Chodesh was David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin. So there's a lot of symbolism why the story Dafka happened on Rosh Chodesh. The Mishpat Zov quotes the Machronin that suggests even that why Rosh Chodesh is all about the moon got tiny. Why the moon gets so small? Why did it wax and wane? Because of the kinna, because of the jealousy that was felt by the moon, and he complained to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, that the can't have and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, L'chi u'ma'ati es atzmecha. So maybe that was the message that Shaul should have gotten. The root was kinna, and therefore, ha'isa machshavasam shu'ulai yashpia davar ze l'tova al Shaul. They, David and Yonasan, thought maybe this will have a good ashbar. B'shasha yoshe b'suiz rosh chodesh, lilmod, me'inim rosh chodesh v'smatus ha'levana. That kin is the worst. Look what could happen for eternity. You could becoming smaller. And he didn't get the message. Okay. So what happens? Vayomer lo pasuk yud ches. This is the beginning of the section of the Haftorah. Vayomer lo Yohanasan machar chodesh v'nifkadata ki ipaki moshavecha. And everybody will be counted at the Suda. V'shilashta tered meod. Go down for 3 days. Go very low. Keep low and in hiding in the field. Uvasala makom eshen estarta sham bayom hama'aseh. You will come on the third day to the same place that you are in the Yom HaMa'aseh. What's the Yom HaMa'aseh? That's the day they're standing. Today, tomorrow's Rosh Chodesh, today is the Yom HaMa'aseh, and in 3 days you'll come back to the place where you are in the Yom HaMa'aseh here. Why is today called the Yom HaMa'aseh? The Radak quotes the Targum on our Pasuk. The Targum says, Biyoma Decholah. Yom HaMa'aseh means a Yom Chol. What does that mean? Klomar, says the Radak. Biyom Chol She'osin Bo Malacha. Because it's a day that you can do all malachas. Lefisha yenistar ata biyom Rosh Chodesh. Ki nireh shahayim min hagam shlolasos malacha b'Rosh Chodesh kemoshe hu minag anashim hayom. Just like women. The Torah quotes this. Women have the minag of not doing certain malachas on Rosh Chodesh. Is that an iser malacha mamish? But they have the minag of not doing certain malachas on Rosh Chodesh. The Torah quotes as a yantif for the women because it was taken away from the Shvatim when they worshipped the Egel and then it was given to the wives of the Shvatim. A lot of symbolism we've spoken about in past other Shiurim. What's the connection between Rosh Chodesh and the Egel and the women? But the Radak quotes here, that was the Minog. And that's why, maybe it's connected, he says, to the carbon Rosh Chodesh. Maybe everybody took off from work and went to the Mishkan. Ki b'vdei karbon Rosh Chodesh ayo rabim p'nuyim imalachtam ubam l'shachvos l'vnei Hashem. And that is v'chein nireh. If you look in Nevuas Yecheskel and Perek Menvav, that's going to be la'asi lavo. Rosh Chodesh is going to be elevated to the status of a yantif or close to a yantif. So that is why it's called Yom HaMa'aseh. It's the day that all malachas are mutter. Right today on Erev Rosh Chodesh. And maybe this is not known. Many are not familiar with Radak's on Sefer Shmuel, but many people know this Targum from the Rashi Maseches Megillah. Rashi Megillah on Daf Chaf Beis quotes this Targum when the Gemara there also is talking about Rashi Chadashim in terms of not doing Malacha. Rashi quotes the Targum, and Rashi quotes the Medrash about the women, and got the Rosh Chodesh. He quotes this from his Rebbe. Vishamati mipi mori azakein zal. She nitno lahem mitzvah zu bishvil shalo pirku nizmeyen be'egel. That's what they didn't listen to the ego. That's what they're given Rosh Chodesh. V'nasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu scharan shal nashim ba'olam hazeh. And he gave it to them. And then he quotes who mikra misayo. Rashi says that a pasuk supports him. Dichsiv our pasuk asher nistarta shem b'yom ha'maseh. V'targim yonasan b'yom ha'dachola. So you see there the bitul malacha that was done on Rosh Chodesh. That's why this whole story happens on Rosh Chodesh. So they make the following simon. Says Yehonasan, afterwards, I'm going to come back and shoot in arrows. Shoot three arrows. Why three arrows? He didn't end up using all three arrows. The Mefarshim figure it out. But he says, I'm going to shoot the arrows. If I tell my na'ar, my lad that's with me, go bring me the arrows that are from here and beyond you, then you know, David, that it's bad news and you have to go beyond. You have to go far away. If I say, bring me the arrows that are from here between me and you, closer, Vahena, so then you know it's good. That's the siman that they took. Fine. So David went into hiding, Vayisasa David Basada, and they came to the meal. And what happens? Pasuk Chafei, Vayeshev HaMelech Al Moshavo, Kefam Bafam, the king sits, and Yonasan gets up, Vayakam Yehonasan, Vayeshev Avner Mitzad Shaul, Avner sits next to Shaul, and David's place is missing. What's going on here? What was Yonasan stood, and Avner sat down? What exactly is happening here? So the Mefarshim explained that Yehonasan usually did not sit next to his father. It was not done that, especially in the days when they sat by Heseba, he wouldn't lie right down next to his father. It was usually somebody in between. So David was usually in between, but David wasn't there today. So Yehonasan stood and waited until somebody else came. So Avner, remember, Avner was the first cousin of Shaul. Ner and Kish were brothers. We mentioned that earlier, and Avner, who is the general of Shaul, was also his first cousin. Avner sits down next to Shaul, then Yehonasan can sit down, because we see later he got up. He didn't stay standing the whole time. The Kamotzi Shaul Rav quotes a discussion of the Achronim based on an Arches Chaim. Rashi quotes that Rashi in Parshas Kedoshim quotes, Mora Av means not sitting in your father's spot. The Arches Chaim, one of the Rishonim, was Machadesh that it's Asur to sit right next to your father without somebody in between. From this pasuk, you see that he waited till Avner sat down, and it's Asur to sit down right next to one's father, not just in the father's seat. The Beis Yosef even quotes the Arches Chaim in Hilchos Kibud Av Ha'Eim in Siman Reish Mem, but the Arach HaShulchan there in Siman Reish Yud Os Yud in Hilchos in Yaradeya quotes in Kibud Av Ha'Eim that we do not paskin this way. Umiyamenu lo shamanu gam b'shulchan aruch lo hiviyu v'kol achronim lo hiviyu dinze v'shvamina shelo chashu l'kach. Umisham, and what about our pasuk ein raya to cover the melech shayni? If your father's the king, maybe there's differences in halacha. Or others also say maybe there's a difference between sitting and lying down. Right? If you're lying down, that's different. But if nowadays we sit, so every all son sits next to their father. Right? Puk chazi mayama debar at home in shul. So therefore, we can't learn an isser from this pasuk. V'lo diber shal ma'uma. Getting back to the story, by Yamahud, Shal doesn't say a word. Ki amar, he thinks maybe mikra hu bilti tarki hu lo tar. Maybe David got tame and he had to go to the mikvah. He had an omission, which is an amazing thought. The Musar Nevi'im says Shal's busy trying to kill David, and all he could focus on is that David maybe was chote. Maybe David sinned. Human nature to focus on other people's sins and not our own faults. So the second day comes, and now Shaul starts getting angry. Why didn't he come and eat bread? Why didn't he come to the meal? And Yonasan says to Shaul, Nishol Nishal David, the story that they said we're going to say, he went to his family and he's eating there. And Shaul gets up in a fire and he says, Ben Navas Amardus, what a rebellious son you are. Oh, Yadati, I know. Ki Bochar Atala Ben Yishai. Lufashtachal Avoshes Everdimecha, you choose Ben Yishai. Right, to the embarrassment of yourself and your mother. Ki Kalayimim Shratu Ben Yishai Chai, as long as Ben Yishai is alive, you will not have a Malchus. A number of important, and Yonasan, just the reaction is, Yonasan gets up in anger, and he says, he never did anything to you, why are you trying to kill him? Shaul even lifts up his sword, according to some days in the Gemara, Arachin Tezayin, Machlokas, whether Shaul even tried to kill Yonasan, or just lifted up his sword, and saying, I'm going to use this against David. Either way, Yonasan gets up from the table, Bachari Af, and he leaves the meal after being embarrassed by his father. A couple of important points relating to this story. Number one is an idea that the Ben Yehoyada says on that Gemara in Aruch and Daf Tezayin, and I saw other Achronim also say it, that if you look closely in this parak, it's fascinating that Shaul does not say David's name. He keeps saying Ben Yishai, Ben Yishai, Ben Yishai, and Yonasan keeps saying David, David, David. What's the message? Because when you hate somebody, you can't say his name. You can't say his name, right? He who shall not be named. You don't say his name. And that's why he doesn't say David. He says Ben Yishai, Ben Yishai, Ben Yishai. And Yehonasan keeps saying David, David, David. Where do we see that? We see that in a Rashi. Rashi back in Parsha Shlach. On the Pasuk Vayahas Kalev. Kalev gets everybody quiet. And Rashi quotes there that he got them quiet because they thought he was going to say something bad about Moshe. And really, he said something good about Moshe. Why did they think he was going to say something bad? If you look at the Rashi closely, Kalev got up on a chair and says, do you know what Ben Yishai has done for us? He said Ben Yishai. He didn't say Moshe. And he said Ben Amram. And he didn't say Moshe. That showed, that's what tipped them off. Ah, he's going to say something negative. If you can't say the name, that shows a lack of chashivos and even a hatred. And that some, I heard from Rav Melech Schechter, he said maybe that's the difference between the Chacham and the Rasha. Everybody says, they both say Lachem and Eschem in the Haggadah. So why do we say that the Chacham is okay and not the Rasha? So many Haggadahs say, oh, because the Chacham mentioned Shem Hashem. What's the depth of that? Right here. Because if you mention a name, so then that shows a certain chashivas, a certain love. And it's also another Rashi. Amazing. Another Rashi in Sefer Tehillim. In the beginning of Sefer Tehillim, the Pasuk says in Perek Dalet of Sefer Tehillim, Lamnatech ben Ginos Bizmar lo David, Bekari Aneni, when I call to you Hashem Aneni, Elokei Tzidki, answer me, Batsar Hirchavtali, when I had Tsaris, you have expanded for me, Chaneni Ushma Tfilasi, have show favor. B'nei ish, admek fodi lichlima te'ehov and rik. B'nei ish, children of men, how long am I going to be embarrassed? What does that mean, b'nei ish? Says Rashi, b'nei ish, b'nei Avram, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov, hakruyim ish. They're all called ish. If you look in different psukim, they're all called ish. And me, I'm not called an ish, I don't even have a name. And Rashi quotes all the psukim from our perek. Me, ben Yishai, right, b'choris b'no, in ben Yishai, ki bochor atala ben Yishai, says Rashi, Ein Li Shame. I don't have a name. And that is what is so ko'ev. Another emphasis one might suggest is that the issue of loyalty. He's emphasizing, Charles emphasizing, Ben Yishai, Ben Yishai. He has loyalty to his father. You don't have any loyalty to me, right? You're trying to undermine my malchus. So therefore, he embarrasses him and he screams at him. And what does he call him? Just even before that, there's an amazing drush on this pasuk. What does Shaul say? Why lo ba, madua lo ba ben Yishai gam tamol gam hayom el halachem? Why didn't he come to the lechem, to the meal? But one could also read al derech drush. Madua lo ba ben Yishai. Why hasn't Mashiach come gam tamol gam hayom? Why hasn't Mashiach come el halachem? Because we're so focused on the gashmias. We're focused on the lachem. We're focused on arpsius. We're not focused on spirituality. That's why Mashiach hasn't come yet. We have to change our focus. So we continue. So Shaul gets angry and he calls Yonasan Ben Na'avas Hamardus. What does that mean? Ben Na'avas Hamardus. So the Malbim says it's referring to Yonasan. He's a rebellious child. Right, he's rebelling. You know, what are you doing? You're losing the malchus for yourself and for me. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi quotes Chazal in the Medrash that if you look back to the end of Sefer Shoftim, when we have the story of the Bnei Binyamin who were almost decimated, but two Ba'av, they were able to go get wives, and they all went to grab wives. Shaul, who was from Binyamin, didn't want to grab a wife, so his wife ran and grabbed him. So that's what Shaul is saying. Shaul is saying, "Ah, your mother, she was a yatsanit, and you're following her, right? Just the busha that you're bringing her, you know, it runs in the genes." If you look in the Kamotzi Shalah Rav, he quotes three Achronim who say the same idea related to this Rashi. Rav Yonasan Eibeshit, the Chassam Sofer, and the Chida all say a deeper idea here. You know what David is? What Shaul is saying to him? He's saying, "Yehonasan, you believe in David. Your mother came out to me. You believe in David being the Melech. But as we know, as was discussed, David can only be the Melech if Rus is Kshera to come into the Kahal. Why is Rus Kshera to come into the Kahal? Amoni v'lo amonis, mo'avi v'lo mo'avis. Because of lo kidmu eschem v'lechem of amayim, and it wasn't the derech for the women to go out, but your mother goes out. So if you say that David should be the king, then you're embarrassing your mother. Says the Kamotzi Shel HaRav, that's the lundus, that's the sharp thought relating to this thing. So anyway, what happens, the Yonasan goes out, he leaves in a huff, and he goes out and he tells David, gives him the news, dejected, and David comes out of hiding. They hug and they kiss, and they say, Yonasan gives him a bracha, lech l'shalom, and I hope that our treaty that we could have amongst each other, lasts forever. Okay, that is Perachaf of Sefer Shmuel Aleph.